Lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier. For power women who want it all, love, life, and success. Today I would like to talk with you something about complete different. I would like to talk with you about what you can do to support your transformation, that things really speed up for you and that you'll get faster your transformation to the power woman and to the release of your resource and your inner diamond is happening. It's in fact not only all about time management, but how you can really support this and how you can integrate that in fact in your daily life. We will talk about this time. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Welcome back. Great. Today we would like to talk with you about how you can support your transformation to happen. So how can you do that? And let me summarize this a little bit for you. We did, of course, the setup of your zone, of your working zone, where you feel comfortable, where you sit down, where you can do the workings. So ticking the box, very good. You, of course, stay focused and committed. So every time we launch here a new podcast episode, you listen to it and you try to do the exercises accordingly. Very good, tick in the box. But what else can you do really to support your process? And we just picture you right now, you know, maybe you are a mom, you have two kids around, you not always have time for yourself. So how do you do that? How can you really support and do your transformation at the same time? Or let's picture you like this, you know, that maybe you are a businesswoman. You work from Monday, in fact, till Saturday evening. And where there really to find the time that you can do your transformation and work on yourself at the same time. Or maybe you're both. You are a working mom, having two kids to feed. Also like to, you know, to take care of, because maybe there is no husband or no, you know, fiancé around, which is really helping and supporting you. And you still have full-time job. So when you're one of these power women, then in fact, this is here the right podcast series. We have a closer look, in fact, what you can do, that you can really find the time, that you really do things right and correct for you. And I know, you know, many say, oh, for example, Elon Musk, you know, I've seen also one of his advertisings, and he said this stuff guns clearly. Now, I'm straight. I repeat him on this. I'm not 100% clear on this because, you know, when you're a working mom, when you're a working businesswoman, you actually always have to do a little bit more than, you know, a man has to do. It's you know, it's part of the nature. It is what it is. And yes, you can do, you know, enhancements to it, but it's not only about time management. And this is interesting because he said, you know, it's clear. So you have a standard job. So you work per day around about 8 hours. Here I'm already straight, I'm not really agreeing on this because you work maybe 8 hours, but in reality you are about 9 to 10 hours at work, you know, and you also have to drive and to drive back home, in fact. So it's more about a 10 to 12 hours a day all of us have from Monday to Friday, and that's for sure. But he's correct, you know, you have about a limited hours of during the day, you know, which you really need for working. So this is what you need to do, that you really earn the money that you can make a living. So ticking the box is right, okay? But what else? Then you need a little bit time in addition for maybe your kids or the for, yeah, like, you know, the things you really have to do, like doing grocery shopping, getting the kids from school, or maybe driving the kids to sport, or like maybe that you really find some time to, you know, to do sport yourself, you know. And then of course you need additional time for socializing. So let's put it like this. All these things what I just mentioned take maybe again per day, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. You know, this is not really a rough estimation. Let's put it like this, you know. And then we have about, you know, the 10-hour day plus thing is about 13 hours, you know. And the thing is, you know, then after that, we also need to sleep a little bit. And let's put it like this. When you sleep 8 hours, you know, and then we have 13 plus 8 hours, you have 21 hours already used from your day. And then this is exactly what Elon Musk, in fact, was really heading to and you know, trying to emphasize. He said, you know, then roundabout like this, you have 3 hours left per day. And here I have to say, here I absolutely agree with him. So please double check for, you know, when you make this calculation a little bit, how much spare time, in fact, you would have available for you that you really can concentrate and really work on things which are very important to you. And here I really exclude sport, you know, or the like, you know, that you get to a manicure, because this is for me necessary, what you should be doing, you know. Here I really would like to think about how much time, according to this calculation, would you have available just for you per day to work on things which you really like to do, you know, for your personal development, your transformation to happen, or whatsoever, but really just for you available. And I'm sure, you know, that you also agree with us, in fact, at this point, that we have not too less time. It's more about, you know, when we sneak it out like it, you know, it's more like, you know, we not really smartly use it. Okay, so think about it and make this little double check with you. And what do I do already since many years, as I started with this coaching thing, also for me and myself, that I can also do, you know, my transformation, what I was really doing and seeking for a long time. And I'm straight up till now, I do it up till today. First of all, I really make it like this, that I really get into, you know, a routine. So every morning when I get up, the first thing what I do is I do meditations up till today. And why do I do that? It's, you know, it gives you einfach a very nice start of the day. It helps you to, you know, to centralize, to really get you down on the ground, you know, to really, you know, to you know, to sort yourself a little bit. And you always have a nice feeling while you do that. And already one of the other podcast episodes, I gave you a little bit, you know, how and where to find and how and where you can do that, you know, and in YouTube, because they are super great examples. Some, they are animated. Other ones, it's just a nice little music and you can do that yourself and you just focus on the breathing, you know. There are thousands of different ways how you can do that. But important is that you really, you know, get up in the morning, do a little bit meditation, because your entire day after that will be completely different. And I'm straight, I do it up till now. If it's Sunday, Saturday, if it's Monday, I just do it every day. So when you tell me, oh no, I'm you know, I'm a stressed working mom, I have not so much time, how the heck should I do that? Then we have a look into this time management, because I understand that, you know, in the morning, you know, maybe 6 o'clock, the kids have to leave because they have to go to school and, you know, and you also have to go in the car and you have to drive to work. Completely understood. Yes, tick in the box. It is like this, you know, but then the only thing what you can really do is what? You get up a little bit earlier in the morning that you have and get some time for you. And then you can really do this meditation for you, all right? And then you already have maybe 30 minutes out of this 4 hours already for you that you can use for working and doing your transformation for you. And also, you, in fact, you have time already, you know, to start to do one or two little exercises or rewriting the letters or, you know, do whatever is now coming up to us. But at least you get some time, you find the minutes that you can really do that. All right, then in fact, you know, the working day starts and then it's maybe lunchtime. So what do you usually do at lunchtime? Just think about it, you know, because lunchtime is a great time that you really can work on your transformation as well. And what do I mean with this? I'm straight, you know. Why is meditation so great for us? And why I really integrated that during my day, and not only once in the morning, but also sometimes at lunchtime, but for sure in the evening again. And this is because every 6 hours, we should give our brain, our body, a time for break, so that we physically, but also mentally, can relax. And this is really important for you. Because when you would like to really to work on yourself, to do, you know, transformation and really get forward, you know, you need to give your body and also your head, you know, mentally, you need to relax more often. Because when you are in the stadium, you know, and you reach the stadium by sleeping, or when you get really the right meditations, I'm straight, you can really recover. You can really, you know, develop, because things which you learn, you know, what you get, you know, is then really integrated on your body level. Very important. So give your body enough pauses during the day. And here's really important, I repeat again, physically but also mentally relax. And this can be done really when you're good in meditations, or when you get, you know, animated meditationen, which you also get over the internet. So please double check a little bit, because everything that calms you down, you know, gives you really a mental break, is just fine for this exercise. But repeating again, so you have lunchtime, maybe between, you know, 11:30 up till 12:30 or something, then you can eat 10 to 15 minutes, you know, maybe you take something like a lunchbox with you, or you go down to the canteen, then you go up. And then it's important that you find a locker place, you know, where you just can close the door just for about 30 minutes, where you just can get the second pause, or maybe you even have a little bit longer. And then you also, you know, can also, if you want to, this is actually what I'm not so doing, but in fact, you also could work a little bit on your transformation. What else, in fact, can you do? So the next thing is, so this would be now from the 3 to 4 hours, in fact, the first hour complete. And you can repeat this, that you really get, you know, easy, whatever time it is, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, that you go to bed, but you're not sleeping or just reading a book right away. So then you get also here a meditation which you play in, you know, and that with this meditation, you physically and mentally so much relax that you right away fall asleep. And this is really what I really highly recommend, because this is also helping to make and take a pause and really to, you know, internalize the things which you've learned during the day. Now, summing all this up, these three little pauses where you do meditation and, you know, mediation behind it, in fact, as the animated mediations, meditation behind it, that you really can relax. So this is out of this 4 hours where we just figured out that we have during the day, the 1.5 hours, which you just take out for you. Super great, so really do that. But now we still have how much hours? Minimum 2, 2.5 hours in addition. And this is super great, because these are the 2 hours, 2.5 hours, which you can do really to work on your transformation. So I'm straight, you know, trust me, you have enough time for really doing the transformation. Also during a stressing day, and you still would have enough time, you know, meeting a friend, maybe to have a cocktail or whatsoever, that you really can do that. All right, so when we not just have a look at the time management, the thing about it, and also like this, how to get breaks into your day, what are additional hints I can give you that you can speed up your transformation? The things what I can really give you on hand are three more things. First of all, don't try to drink any alcohol as long as you're working and doing your transformation, or really working as a doing a personal development. Just don't do it. Why is that the case? And the case is quite simple, because when you drink something, the body needs during the sleep, you know, the time to reduce the alcohol in your body. So this is then the energy or the time the body has not available for you that you can do, you know, this memory internalization on your body. And this is a true fact, and I'm straight. It also took me a little bit longer to understand this point, but it's really crucial, really essential. Because if you really would like to make personal developments, you need the impressions, you need the experiences you could collect during the day. And when you drink a lot of alcohol, you know, the body is occupied with really reducing the alcohol out of your body. So you cannot use it for something else. All right? So really keep this in mind. When you want to work on yourself, make sure that a period before that, that you really start doing that, you do not drink a drop of alcohol. I am not joking. It's true. The second thing, try to eat healthy stuff. So no fast foods, no thing, you know, which are already pre-prepared and I just need to put it in the microwave or something. Just don't do it. Get fresh fruits, vegetables, try to eat less animal proteins and really try to drink clear, good, not carbonated water, you know. This is einfach to keep you healthy, you know, when you have a healthy body, you are healthy mentally as well. You know, this is giving hand each other. So it is when you're healthy mentally, you are healthy, of course, body-wise. And when you're healthy body-wise, you are healthy mentally. So it's really, it is like this. So really take care about what you eat and what you drink. And the last thing is really, and also it's interesting because I have a friend, she's way over 90 years old. And she told me, you know, she was very sick, by the way. And she told me, Michaela, one thing really saved my life up till today. And this is also something which I would like to pass on to you. And this is really that you do every day, minimum 1.5 to 2 hours of sport. And here, this is not the sport, you know, where you, you know, try to make the next super highest new scores, which you, you know, always were working on. This is not the sport I'm looking for, you know. I'm looking for sport like moving your body. So go for a walk without stress, you know, just move your, be outside and move yourself for an hour, 1.5, and better is even so go 2 hours. And it's really, you know, the body needs this movements. The body needs to be moved. We are not made for sitting here because when we just sit and we don't move, we mentally also fall asleep. So move your body, get out, and you get right away different ideas, different experiences, different, you know, thoughts and different moods. And this is exactly what we're looking for. You want to do your transformation. You want to do your big change in life. These are really the three things you need to focus on in addition. So don't drink any alcohol, really eat healthy stuff and drink healthy stuff, and also keep moving. Just don't sit at home. And, you know, you need, you know, the body needs it really. And it also gives you, by the way, more awareness, in fact, of yourself. And this is really what we're looking for. And this is the things we want to work on here. So also for this time, thank you very much for listening to this little podcast episode. I hope you also enjoyed this one and have a look at your time management a little bit and how much time, in fact, you really would have available for doing and working on your transformation. And if you would like to speed this up a little bit, I can highly recommend you that you get in contact with me for your free consulting call. And if you would like to work with me personally, then we can have, of course, have a look into your personal private situation and what we can do about to get you up to speed. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast episode and up to next.